This product is not yet rated.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Civilization 5 podcast series. I'm Elizabeth Toby, and today, Michael Karn, audio lead, and Jeff Knorr, composer and orchestrator, sit down to talk to me about the sounds and music of Civilization 5 and how they make the world feel living, breathing, and believable.
You know, when you talk about believability, it's believable rather than realistic, because of gameplay and just the kind of odd scale and things that the player needs to hear. But we in previous iterations of Civ, we really only had a world ambience for the tile that you're selected on. And it was an audio soundscape. You know, if you were centered on forest, you got a little breeze and leaves and birds and things like that, little forest noises. And it was, you know, a believable forest ambience. However, as a player, if you're looking at the screen, you see all this other stuff around, you know, and, we were kind of limited by what we could do. And so in Civ Rev, you know, I sort of wanted to help that along a little, and we did manage to put ocean waves on objects that were near the coast. So it kind of gave it a little bit more, you know, realistic feel to it. But we were limited by the objects. So if there were no fish or there was a dye resource near the coast, if those weren't around, we didn't get the ocean. So in Civ 5, you know, really very early on, planned to try to get everything. You know, everything you could see, we wanted to be able to hear it in a very realistic way. And we achieved that. So I think, it's a much more believable scene when you're looking at it.
Michael talks about ambient noise, the game's soundscape, which is something gamers may not immediately notice and appreciate when playing. Ambient noise is, after all, supposed to blend into the background. The way Civilization V handles these natural sounds of the world around your unit brings forward the sounds of the forest, the splashing of the whales along the coast, the chirping of birds, and it really boosts the impact of moving from tundra to icy terrain. But the realistic sounds don't stop with just nature. Battle is something that cannot be avoided in Civilization V, and having a realistic battle necessitates realistic battle sounds.
Well, the same sort of believable versus real exists there too, you know, and we came to Civ 5 with the ability to put individual sounds attached to the animations, so that when a character in a unit puts his foot down, you hear a footstep, and so on, as much detail as we wanted to put into it. With Civ 4 and Civ Rev, you know, if you have three characters down at once doing things, that's a lot of sounds firing off. Okay, and it sounds pretty good. I mean, I liked the result of it. But with Civ 5, we knew we were going to have, well, originally we didn't really know. We knew it was going to be a lot more. And so we did some mock-ups of combat with groups of characters in a unit fighting each other. And, you know, immediately we knew we weren't interested in putting feet down for, you know, you just needed, you know, an overall ambience of movement. So we did these group mixes that sounded very believable for a large group fighting. So then it was just a question of how are we going to implement this? Because as your characters die off in the unit, you might be left with two or three or one. And so we still needed the basic marker system. We still needed to be able to call a foot where a foot hit and, you know, gun smacking an arm. With all those little details still needed to be there. So what we ended up with is a system that uses those. All the unit characters have lots of detail synced little sounds that go with the animations. But as the group has more than three characters, let's say, 4 to 10, we drop out some of those markers and play a group sound. And then there's another group sound for a larger group. So it kind of uses a combination of both. We still need the specific sound on cue for, things like gunfire or people falling and things like that. So it's a mix of both. And I think it's a pretty good system and calls a lot less sounds.
Beyond soundscapes and battle cries, there is no lack of music in Civilization V. Each empire has its own distinct musical score, with many variations depending on the situation at hand. The team put an enormous amount of work into making those sounds work perfectly with each individual civilization.
A couple things we wanted to do when we set out to, come up with a good audio design for Civ V. And one thing that I always wanted to do since I've worked on Civ games is to try to bring in more, and this goes for just sound in general, the speech rather, along with music, is to really represent all the cultures, all the civs that we have in the game more equitably. Civ 4 soundtrack was entirely Western-based and by air. So, we wanted to add Asian music, we wanted to, have Middle Eastern and so on. And so we knew we wanted to have a much broader range of music. And in addition to that, we wanted to also evoke that culture with speech. So all the leaders, we decided, would speak their own language. And so there's a real different feel for the game depending on who you play as. And so, Jeff, feel free to chime in. You did a good deal of the music. Jeff and I both composed most of the music in the game that we did here in-house. But anyway, getting back to the soundtrack design, so we have four regions in the world, and that's reflected in the art too. So for each region, we have two playlists, war and peace. So when you're at peace with everybody, you get the peace playlist. And when you start to be at war with another civ, it goes to the war soundtrack playlist. And most of that is licensed music that we've selected.
Well, for the leaders, what Michael and I have done, we've done most of the leaders, and Roland and Ian have done, I think, one or two. But we made these leader pieces to kind of represent the leader when they're at peace and when they're at war. And we wanted it to take an actual melody from that leader's culture and make it into this kind of, combine it with the Western orchestra and make this really awesome representative piece of that culture. So usually the first step was just searching, trying to find what that melody is that when someone from that culture listens, they'll pick it out and they'll be, yeah, that's my country. And so we wanted that sense of national pride to be there in the melodies we chose, and tried as hard as we could. Sometimes we end up, with ancient Rome, we end up with just little fragments that we found of stuff. Once we find something, then it's just a matter of sketching things out and trying out different ethnic instruments and combining those with the symphony orchestra instruments. And I think in most of my pieces, the melody is more obvious in the piece, when you're at peace with the leader. And then in the war piece, I'll do different things with it, like invert it or do it backwards and do all these kind of like compositional things, which maybe people will catch up when they listen. We'll see.
As a player, your experience is much more specific to that culture that you're playing as than it ever has been before. So when you start a game, the player will first hear their own leader's piece music, okay, and that starts the game soundtrack. And then when that's through, it goes through the piece playlist of that region. So if you're playing as Napoleon, you'll get Napoleon's piece theme, and then it'll go through a Europe piece soundtrack playlist until you go to war. And one of the neat things that we did with leader music here that is different from the other Civs is that it really is integrated with the soundtrack completely. I mean, you hear the leader music in the world, you hear it in the leader screens, and, you know, hopefully it all meshes together very well. I think it does, but
yeah.
But if you go to, you go to a leader screen and you might declare war. And when that happens, you'll get the leader's war music. And then that would continue in until you got to the, until it was through, and then you would go through a war playlist of your region.
Beyond sounds, beyond music, there was one last auditory aspect of Civilization V I wanted to know more about, the languages of the leaders. For the first time ever, when you meet a head of state, you hear them speak in their own language, even if that language is a dead language by modern standards.
We knew of a studio that was very good at finding just about any language you could come up with, including dead languages. And so we knew where to go to find actors for this. And so all the speech was recorded. We directed it. Dorian Newcomb was very involved in that, and he had a good sense of the characters. So he did most of the directing of that. And then the artists, are lip-syncing the animations to it. And so our involvement has not been all that much, really. Just sort of coordinating it all so that it happens, and then the artists are really doing everything with that.
Sometimes it's really exciting to hear the different languages. Like I remember when we did Ramses, I think it was, You just listen to this guy, and he just sounds terrifying.
I'm sure the guys have properly illustrated how much music and sound is in Civilization V, and how they are trying to push the believable world into new and different realms by immersing senses beyond sight into the game. And if you've seen the first Civilization V trailer, which I'm sure all of you have, you've already heard a slice of the game music. The music in the trailer is part of Elizabeth's war music. So you might want to go and give the video another watch and listen and see how that changes things for you. We'll be back next time with the fifth episode of our podcast series, focusing on the game's engine.